shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on stories by Sax Roma. Following up a clue given him by Burke, the ex-New York policeman, the hideout of Fu Manchu, Nayland Smith vanishes in London's underworld. Dr. Petrie joins the manhunt for his friend, and accompanied by Benson, a detective, goes to Limehouse hoping to find a clue to Smith's whereabouts. Near the spot where his friend was last seen, Benson and Dr. Petrie capture a stray white peacock, and in searching a presumably deserted warehouse, they hear in the corridor above them the dragging step of the man with the lisp. As Petrie turns to caution Benson to silence, he finds himself alone. And a moment later, out of the darkness of the corridor, comes a thin, wailing cry. Then...
Benson! Benson, where are you? Benson! Benson!
Enough, Hassan. Enough. Do not strangle him to death. Loosen the rope. Quick.
Snooping dogs are better dead.
Do as I say. Remove the rope at once.
It is dumb.
Now, place him in the end room with the other.
Hearing is obeying.
Hurry, Hassan. He is waiting.
It is done. May Allah blight him.
Come now, quickly. He has work for you.
Who's there?
Remember Fu Manchu's menagerie. But I must go stop. I can't let him into my flash.
I have warned him.
Great Scott, Nealon.
What? Bound and gagged.
I'll get that gag out in a moment. I thank heaven you're alive, old man. Here, there you are.
Petrie, old chap. When they threw you in here, I thought you were dead.
I've been thinking the same about you for the past 24 hours. Why the devil did you come without me?
I didn't want you to come. I had a premonition. Here. Untie my hands.
Yes.
How did you get here? How did you know where to look for me?
I had no idea of finding you. There. Now you're ankles.
Just loosen the ropes. Don't take them off. They'll be back in a moment. When they find you're able to move around, they'll tie you up. Did you know that she's here?
Academy? Yes. Yes, I've seen her.
And upstairs. Oh, quiet. Here they come. Put this gag of mine back into place. Loosely. And pretend to recover consciousness just as they come in.
I am here.
Tie him up like the other.
It shall be done. And may Allah blacken the face of a snooping dog. Oh, the master find a way to prolong the suffering of these dogs.
Leave them so, until the master asks for them. Now come.
It's dead. Oh. Now, I'll have you you free in a moment, Petrie. As soon as I get rid of these ropes.
Hey. Now yours. Oh, that's better. Now these ropes.
What are we going to do?
I'm not sure. False move?
They're locked in.
There. You're free.
Yeah.
How long have you been here, Nealon?
Since last night.
But the raid this morning, Weymouth, what?
It was next door, Shen Yan's. I heard them go through the place. Even though I was bound and gagged, that Arab Hassan stood over me with a knife until they left.
None of them came here?
No, why should they? The place was thought to be deserted. Fu Manchu is here.
Yes, we heard him. That strange limping step in the cane.
We? Was someone with you then?
Great Scott. Benson, I'd almost forgotten. Just after we heard the tapping of Fu Manchu's cane, Benson disappeared.
Poor devil. Heaven knows where he is now.
Was the doctor here during the raid next door?
No. He came this evening. He and another.
Another?
A superior Fu Manchu's, apparently. Something unusual is going on. Otherwise, I'd have been dead 24 hours ago.
Huh? But how did they get you?
Oh, Burke and I were caught napping next door in Shenyang, or Singapore Charlie's. We were handbagged and brought here. At least I was. When I came to, I was as you found me. Have you a pistol?
No, it was in my raincoat. They took that. But they left me my flashlight.
Well, that's something, at least. They took my gun last night. We might escape by that window. It's directly over the archway.
Too long a drop, Nealon. It would mean broken bones. Must be some other way.
There is. They're trapped somewhere on this floor. I've heard them using it. It's very likely the way I was brought here.
It connects with the place next door, isn't it?
Yes. There's a very important meeting being held somewhere in this building, Petrie. Between Fu Manchu and a certain Mandarin. A man I believe to be the real head of the Si Fan. I've got to see that man's face. Oh, you and Benson came alone?
Yes. Oh, wait. How long was I unconscious?
Close to half an hour.
Then the car that brought us is still waiting at the corner of the alley.
You have a police whistle? Mine was taken from me.
Yes?
Good. Then we'll take a chance. That door will be unlocked. Come along. I think we can see well enough to get along without the flash. Close the door softly. Now, there's a branch corridor just ahead. Watch for it. Ah, here. Good. To the right, somewhere close by, must be that trap. You'll be in the floor. See if you can find it. Use your flash, but be careful.
Yes. Oh. Down there at the end of this corridor. A lighted window.
The room where that meeting is being held. Petrie, as soon as you've located the trap, I'm going to have a look into that window. It's closed, you see? Otherwise, we'd hear their voices.
Ah, here it is. The trap.
Try it. Maybe fastened from the underside.
Ah, it's open. Stairway down.
Down into one of the lower rooms. We'll use it later. Now for that window. Come on. If anyone comes upon us suddenly, lie down and move close to the wall.
The man has conferred upon you this greatest of honors, Dr. Fu. And in the hour of this supreme honor, calamity and dishonor fall upon you. You know the penalty. Death, oh great one. Death shall be my lot since I deserve it. But not until I have finished my business here in England. There is none other to take my place. The fact has been precedented before the spirit of our distinguished ancestors with a request for an intervention. You are granted a month's time in which to finish your business, though open lock. The old wise one has spoken. This person has heard. One thing more. Should you meanwhile regain possession of that which you have lost, it will be a day of well-achieved triumph for the spirits of your expected ancestors. Are you to be restored to high honor?
Come, Petrie, quick. I've heard enough.
You know the man? His back was turned to us.
Nevertheless, I recognize him. My suspicions are verified.
Who is he, Nealon?
I can't tell you, Petrie. For anyone outside of the group to know the name of the head center of the Si Fan is more dangerous than dynamite.
Yes?
So Fu Manchu, who has rained terror upon Europe, stands in peril of his grave for having lost the decoration. Now, here we are. Get the trap. Open it. We'll get in touch with Weymouth at once.
Not that way.
What?
Oh, not that
way. Cannon,
what? They will be coming back that way. You will meet them. If you would save your lives and spare mine, trust me.
Trust you, Cannon?
Oh, yes, yes. Trust me. Just for once. And I will show you the way.
Why should we trust you? You...
Oh, won't you listen? You must. Come, or it will be too late.
Well, I suppose I chose the trap as victim.
Oh, it is too late. You are lost.
Back, Petrie, quick. Not that way. Fu Manchu, he's behind us. The stairs at the head of the corridor. No use, old chap. We're blocked there, too. They're coming up the stairs.
Police whistle. Wait a minute.
Oh! A whistle, Petrie.
I can't. No, no. Stop. Stop.
Do not kill them yet, Hassan. Tie their hands securely.
Yes, Master.
Good, Hassan. Good. You have come at an opportune time, gentlemen. At a time when the greatest man in the East flatters me with a visit.
Little flattery to us, Fu Manchu.
A tremendous honor has been conferred upon me. I have been admitted to the sacred order of the White Peacock.
White Peacock?
And in the hour of this great honor, disgrace has fallen upon me. Oh, God of Cathay, and what have I sinned that this catastrophe has fallen upon my head? Learn, my friends, that the sacred white peacock brought to England for my undying glory has been lost to me.
Even a white peacock won't save you from death, Fu Manchu.
For one deed alone may I win a lighter punishment. By your immediate death and the resignation of all my titles, honors, and lands, may I be spared to complete my work. So, my friends, you must die. Hassan.
Yes, Master.
The knife, Hassan, for these two.
Wait, Dr. Fu, wait.
A moment, Hassan. Dr. Petrie, I shall always listen to you with respect.
I have an offer to make. Give us our lives and I will restore your shattered honor. I will restore to you the sacred white peacock.
What, Petrie? Have you gone mad?
What do you know of the white peacock, Dr. Petrie? Speak.
I'm the only one who knows where your white peacock is, Dr. Fu. I alone can restore it.
You, Dr. Petrie, you know?
You are lying. It is a trick to gain time. You lie. You lie, I say. My honor is lost. The knife, Hassan. The knife.
Manchu.